The judge overseeing the leak case of Lewis Scooter Libby has rejected journalists' claims of reporters' privilege. Judge Reggie Walton today ordered Time magazine reporter Matt Cooper to turn over documents that the judge said could be relevant to Libby's defense. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on what this means for the freedom of the press.
Defense lawyers for the vice president's former chief of staff demanded a pile of documents from the New York Times, NBC News, and Time magazine. Reporters said the defense team didn't have a right to any of it. So Judge Reggie Walton took the notes, drafts, and emails into his office, looked at them in private, and came out with a 40-page opinion describing exactly which documents the defense team can and can't have. The Time documents have to be turned over right away. Some New York Times and NBC documents might have to be turned over later, depending on who gets called as a witness and what they say on the stand.
It could have certainly been worse, but it could have been a lot better.
Greg Leslie is legal defense director of the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press.
It was nice to see a court say that even if they don't recognize a First Amendment privilege, at least there's still a tough test that a party has to satisfy.
He says generally subpoenas for reporters' work are just fishing expeditions at heart. And in this opinion, Judge Walton slaps down the defense again and again, saying things like, "The defendant is simply seeking to examine general categories of documents with the hope that they contain information that may be helpful to his defense." Washington University law professor Neil Richards says that shows the care that Walton took not to infringe too much on reporters.
Because on the one hand, we want to have our criminal justice system work properly, right? Where there is evidence which may be either exculpatory or incriminating, we want to get that evidence. But at the same time, we do want to protect the integrity of the process of news gathering.
The judge said news gathering is not totally sacred. Jim Martin used to be a U.S. attorney in St. Louis.
The judge drew a very distinct line between reporters that may simply be covering a story versus reporters that are part of the story. And in this criminal trial, three of the reporters are clearly part of the story, and therefore their notes and their records become very relevant.
The case asks whether Libby lied when he told a grand jury and federal investigators that he never leaked a CIA agent's identity to reporters. So reporters didn't just document the alleged crime, they were part of it. Judge Walton wrote in his opinion, "The First Amendment does not protect news reporters or news organizations from producing documents when the news reporters are themselves critical to both the indictment and prosecution of criminal activity." American University law professor Steve Wormiel says that distinction may not make reporters feel any better.
The crime we're talking about here is, to the extent that it's a crime, is one that flows from doing your job, from going out and talking to sources and gathering information and reporting the information that you gathered.
More worrisome to Eve Burton, general counsel for Hearst Corporation, is that the subpoenas in this case are part of a larger trend.
I will tell you that we have, in the last 8 months, gotten 54 subpoenas around the country at our newspapers and our broadcast stations. A year earlier, we got 5 over that same period.
And she says that is tremendously harmful to news gathering. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.